Restaurants and other businesses closed in cities across the country today, protesting President Donald Trump and his promise to crack down on illegal immigration. WHYY's Katie Colinari reports that in the Philadelphia region, the impact of the so-called day without immigrants was small but symbolic.
Around noon, a steady stream of customers began flowing into Oyster House, a high-end seafood restaurant and raw bar in Center City. A sign on the window informed them the menu would be a bit limited today. Manager Andrea Fliegel says that's because about 20 prep cooks, bussers, food runners, and hosts stayed home from work.
Luckily, we're in Oyster House, and we can always serve raw and chilled things. But yeah, a lot of the hot prepared foods, we just can't offer today.
Organizers say this was the very point of the day without immigrants, to show how critical they are to the country's economy and way of life. So they encouraged immigrants, both documented and undocumented, to stay home from work and school. Most businesses remained open, but many closed their doors for the day. And in Montgomery County, Norristown School Superintendent says nearly a quarter of the district's students were not in class. That's about four times the average. A small group also participated in a rally near Philadelphia City Hall. 14-year-old Maria Santos Cerrone says she didn't want to just take the day off from school. She wanted to protest on behalf of her mom, an undocumented immigrant from Mexico.
It's not right for someone to just discriminate someone for their race and just call them rapists or say that we're stealing their jobs.
Santos Cerrone says while turnout for the protest was small, the impact was significant.
There wasn't a lot of people today, but there was enough for our voices to be heard.
And as many office buildings close up for the day, at least one King of Prussia-based cleaning company is warning it may be short-staffed tonight. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.